When we see someone else doing the wrong thing, all too often, we feel compelled to throw stones. It's a reaction that, sadly, Christians are more prone to than the general population. Why is that? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Perhaps it's because anyone who's committed to following Jesus has a stronger sense of what's right and what's wrong. And the more ingrained that sense of right and wrong becomes in us, the more likely we are to judge the bad behavior of others. For instance, the morality that the Bible speaks of is a far cry from what passes for acceptable moral standards in today's society. So we get in our holy huddles and we start pointing the finger at those terrible people out there. It's easy to feel morally superior, and it's all too easy for religious people to judge them. Back in the day, the religious leaders dragged a woman caught in adultery before Jesus to test him. The Jewish law said she should be stoned to death. The Roman law said only the governor could pass the death sentence. Catch 22. John chapter 8, beginning at verse 7. The Jewish leaders continued to ask him their question. So Jesus stood up and said, "Anyone here who's never sinned should throw the first stone at her." He looked up again and said to her, "Where did they all go? Did no one judge you guilty?" She answered, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "I don't judge you either. You can go now, but don't sin again." Think about it. The only person in that place who was sinless, the only one qualified to throw a stone, chose not to. Note to self, don't throw stones. That's God's word. Fresh for you today. Sometimes those bad habits can be tough to break. Other times we're the ones confronted by the angry crowd. Whatever the case, the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.